numbers, and one is a scoop and score type situation. So, but with that being said, I was proud of the fight and the grit our guys showed. But you got to have, you got to have opportunities that when you're driving in the red zone to finish and score, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, to hang on to the ball, and then defensively kind of create more turnovers. So they did what they were supposed to do. You know, they came out and they did a good job. Started slow, you know, at the beginning. I thought we kind of really turned it on in the second quarter towards the end of the half, you know, scoring and then a touchdown and kicking a field goal before going into halftime. We're tying it up there, but came out third quarter not what we needed to do, and they scored. And then, you know, like I said, then the turnovers happened to where, you know, advantageous for them, field position, put points on the board, and then we had to play defense. And, you know, so wasn't enough to do what we needed to do to play a good team. And as I said before on last week's call, this is a team that, you know, they played Villanova, North Dakota. I mean, they play some really good teams, and Pete's got a good football team. And now we just, you know, with the bye week coming up for us as well, I see on the call, everybody's got bye weeks coming up. We're in need of ours, you know, definitely. Have an opportunity to get ready for a really good Campbell team for our homecoming game next Saturday.
First question is more from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Wonder if you could elaborate on your need for the bye week and perhaps how you feel about this group halfway through. Thank you.
Yeah, John, you know, everybody, we're all, you know, football is a physical game, and there's a lot of soft tissue injuries. There's a lot of things and rightfully so, athletic departments, training staffs add to the protocol of players' return, you know, to activity. And so, you know, you can't try to hurry up and put the need of a team, you know, of an individual playing when they're not ready to play. And so I'm thankful for Dr. Wells and Emma Cosson that we have here in our training staff that, listen, no, you'd like to have him coach, but he's not going to be ready. So we will take this week, as most all coaches do, to one, self-evaluate ourselves and look at the things that we do well, things that we need help on, and see if it's scheme or see if it's players, you know, the who and the what of that. And then two, make sure we rest up those guys that have had those types of injuries to get everybody back to start this second half of the season. We're 4-2. You know, we got one loss in the conference, so we're very much in this thing, and, you know, opportunities to achieve the goals and aspirations that our players want, that the program wants. And that's all part of it. And then we're going to go out, you know, we're going to do the recruiting. You know, we've been very fortunate to have several kids committed to us thus far. So we're going to continue to keep selling and talking about the brand that William & Mary has and the opportunities in the classroom, on the field, and in the community. So that's a lot of stuff. And then I'm going to tell the coaches to take a day to themselves, go with their families, unplug. When we come back on Sunday, recharge, and let's get going for the second half of the season.
Thank you. Feel pretty good about what you guys got going on this season. Obviously, the expectations weren't quite as high as last year.
Well, I mean, I do. I mean, I look at, you know, look at where we are, who we are, what's going on. And we played some really good football teams. We just finished playing one. We're going to play another one. But I like the makeup of our team and the guys, you know, the resiliency and the grit, never quit. And so, like I said, you know, you got to get more turnovers, and you can't fumble, and then they scoop and score, and they score, and it kind of, you know, takes the wind out of your sail. But no one's pointing fingers. Everybody, like I said, this part of this week, John, we're going to get a nutritionist around, a sports psychologist around, to talk about taking care of your body going into the second half of the season, the need for rest and recovery, for sleep. You know, we have exams that have been going on. And so all those things come into play, and you want to pour into these guys as much as possible so they can be successful the second half of this this tough CAA schedule.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, your next question from Ed Lee. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Mike. Ed Lee with the Baltimore Sun. Ed, I want to ask you your thoughts on the Towson team that you just played on Saturday. Did they look or do anything differently than the last year when you faced them?
First of all, they got a really good looking football team, highly athletic, skilled positions, big guys up front. And like I said, they played the first quarter. They got after us a little bit, and went until the second quarter that we responded. And so it was a back and forth game, as everyone saw. But like I said, when you have turnovers that allow that takes opportunities to score in your red zone, and then they score on an opportunity to scoop and score and get a touchdown, it makes it tough. So when you're playing tough football teams or good teams, the turnovers, where you get the ball, the third down situations, they were 4 for 11 in third down, and I believe two of the third downs conversions were on penalties, dumb penalties on our part. So we got to be smart and stay focused and know that you're going to play good teams in the CAA, and this is a great week for us to rest and recovery. And do the things we're capable of doing, getting some players back that we haven't had, getting guys playing that weren't 100%, to get them healed up a little bit, and then look forward to the journey of the second half of the season. So I would say that's a good football team Pete has. I'd said that all along with the other teams they've been playing on their schedule, and we're a good football team as well. And I'm ready to get this week going, to get the rest and recovery, evaluate, recruit. Developmental squad guys that have gone in the game, or guys that have not gone in the game, particularly freshmen that still have perhaps three, four games to play. How can we plug them in to utilize their skill set to come up with some conference wins? Because that's what it's all about eventually.
I might be asking a bit much with this next question, but this is only Pete's second year with Towson. Are there any similarities that you find that resemble maybe the Towson teams that played under Rob Ambrose?
I know both of them really well, and both of them I consider friends. I know it's just you're always on the pendulum of getting that one recruit, that or that class, a recruiting class, that the guy that makes a difference. The transfer portal part of it, I know Pete's had an opportunity for that. Don't know as much as what Rob had, but I do know that that's a place where players can come and play. The venue is nice. Talking to Pete before the game, talking about doing things to their facilities. To raise to the level of what their expectations are there. So my hat goes off to him, to what he's building, what they got going on. I like his team, but obviously I like our team. I love our team as well in terms of what we got going on here, the type of young men here that are achieving. And so good luck to him. But we're ready to kind of get this week going so we can move on to the next second half of the season.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike, you mentioned the turnovers in the third quarter. You're down 34-13 on the road. Certainly a tough spot for any team, but then you're able to put together a couple of long drives offensively in the fourth quarter. You don't allow any points. What did you learn about your team? Or maybe you knew about your team, but how impressed were you the way they handled the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, we go on every week here, Rob. As you know, we talk about maybe starting not as fast as we want, but finishing strong. And I know, again, you could go back and look at the fumbled scoop and score. But Darius did a lot of good things. There were some explosive runs that they had that we got to have right happen hats in the gap. Challenge the receivers and things like that. So there's a lot of things to go around. Starting with me, I got to coach better. The assistant coaches got to. That we got to coach better, and then we got to perform and execute from that standpoint as well. But this is a good football team that's going to take the week to learn, recharge, re-energize, see what we do, the who and the what, and make some personnel decisions on can anybody else help us at that position or doing some other things. And then coming out of that, get ready for hopefully a sold out homecoming here, like I said, Saturday after next against a really good Campbell football team.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time here this afternoon. Enjoy that bye week and look forward to talking again next Monday.